Next time we were dealing with your mother here on Dr. Bates, Mara says that if someone's makish the day after, makish the masi adam of his eved, so also eved love the ochel the osa uporeya. The eved wants to have food, so he's love the ochel first, then he does the work, he gets the masi adam, and he's poreya. So the Gemara has a back and forth whether you can see from here. From this statement, the Rab's statement, whether Yochel or Rab Lama Levit Asayim Ivein Izoncho or not, Gemara says it's no raya really, because really we could be talking about Ma'olam Mizonos, that he's giving him Mizonos, and the reason why the Eved is also Poreya is for the Hadoph. Now how does this work? How's the Eved going to be also Poreya? The Gemara is Kama Kodesh Lei. That the Hekdesh is going to be Chal and the Masi Adayim every moment, it's going to be Chal. So the Gemara concludes that the Pachas Mishava Pruta, that he makes an arrangement that he's going to be Poreya, Pachas Mishava Pruta, so it never can combine. So we mentioned last time, a bit major Machlokas already showed him what happens over here. What does Pachas Mishava Pruta mean? Rashi says it means that Hekdesh is in Chal on less than a Shava Pruta. And Tosus is very troubled by that because the Mishnah in Bava Metzia lists five things for which the shear is a pruta. It doesn't mention this idea that Hegdish is in Chal on Pachas Mishava Pruta. One of the items mentioned there is that someone has to be Nenem Mishava Pruta from Hegdish to be Moel. But it doesn't say Hegdish is in Chal on Pachas Mishava Pruta. So what is Rashi saying? That's one kasha. One kasha on Rashi. So Tosfos offers from the Ri a different answer, that it's not that Hegdish is in Chal on Pachas Mishava Pruta, but the Das HaMakdish is not on Pachas Mishava Pruta. This is Tosfos. He mentioned the Tosfos Rosh quotes the Rivam, who has a different pshat, that it's not a function of the Das of the Makdish, but rather what? A little bit of a complicated pshat, that the Isser Anoa, the Chi of Me'ilah, and the Isser Anoa in the Torah is in Chal on Pachas Mishava Pruta. So even if the Hegdish is Chal, but because there's no Issa Me'ilah of Pachas Mishava Pruta, Min HaTorah at least, right? So that's why Pachas Mishava Pruta is going to work, right? That's the Rivam. And the Tos Rosh was bothered that the Mishnah in Me'ilah says that it's Mitztarif L'Zman Meruba, Me'ilah is Mitztarif L'Zman Meruba, how can that be? So we talked about that. Some of the Talmidim in the Shia said, but over here it's not going to be Mitztarev, because here he's Poreya, Pachas Mishava Pruta, so it's not going to be Mitztarev Biachan. Some of the Talmidim approached me after Shir and asked, so what's the answer to Tosis Kasha? We never answered Tosis Kasha from the Mishnah above Metzia. We answered the other Kasha, Kasha the Tosis Rosh. We never answered Tosis Kasha. So the Stipler answers. The Stipler says that Rashi could hold, like what the Shita Mekubetzis quotes in above Metzia. Sheet and Bava Metzia quotes from the Ritzvash, who wants to say that if you think about it, all the cases in the Mishnah and Bava Metzia are going in one direction. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah and Bava Metzia, Daflin Hey. Chamesh Pruta says the Mishnah. Ha-Hodah Shava Pruta. Right? The din of Moda B'miktas. If the Hodah is not a Shava Pruta, then there's no Chiyav Shvua Daraisa. Ha'isha miskadesh is b'shava pruta. Hanene b'shava pruta min ha'hegdesh mo'al. Hamotzei shava pruta, someone who has an aveda, he finds a shava pruta, chayev l'achris. Ya'gozel es chaver shava pruta v'nishbar lo. Yolichenu acharav afilu l'moda. If someone steals a shava pruta, and then he takes a shua that he didn't steal it, there's a chiyev ha'shavas ha'gezel, even for a shava pruta. Dr. Shita Mekubetz says, what are all these five halachas saying? What's the shear of a Shava Pruta? What's the shear of a Shava Pruta? Is it a maximum or is it a minimum? A maximum or a minimum? It's a minimum, right? That these halachas don't apply if it's less than a Pruta. These halachas apply even if it's only a Pruta. That's the Chiddush. Ha'hodah b'Shava Pruta. Of course it applies if it's more than a Shava Pruta, but it applies at least if it's a Shava Pruta. That's the Chiddush. What's the halacha that we're talking about over here? Rashi says that Hegdash is in Chal and Pachas Mishava Pruta. So to count that as part of the Mishnah, right, what are you saying then? The Mishnah in delineating things that are dependent on a Shira of a Shava Pruta, you're saying what? You're saying that you need a Shava Pruta for the halacha to be Chal. Right? if Hekish isn't Chal on Pachas Mishav Pruta, so if that were in the Mishnah, then the Mishnah is saying that the shear of Hekdish is a Shavar Pruta, that means it's necessary to have a Shavar Pruta. Less than that is not enough. All of the halachas of the Mishnah are going in the opposite direction. They're all saying that, of course, more than that is enough, but Shavar Pruta is also enough, right? That Shavar Pruta is the minimum. Not that you need a Shavar Pruta, that less than a Shavar Pruta is not going to be enough. No, it's that you don't need more than a Shavar Pruta. Even if you only have a Shavar Pruta, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is going to be Chal. So this idea that Hegdish is not Chal and Pachas Mishav Pruta, that doesn't really belong in the Mishnah, because it's a totally different halacha. That's saying that I need at least a Shavar Pruta for the halacha to be Chal. Not that even if I only have a Shavar Pruta, the halacha is going to be Chal. So maybe that's why Rashi feels like it's not a Kasha Bechal. Kasha never began it, because if you look at the Mishnah, the Mishnah is focusing on halachas that even for a Shavar Pruta, the halacha will be Chal. So despite the fact that it could, I mean, this halacha is also related to Shavar Pruta, but it's not like the other cases of the Mishnah. So therefore, it's not mentioned by the Mishnah in Bava Metzia.
So based on that, the Mishnah should have said the opposite way. The Mishnah should have said that
Hektish
is Chal until it's a Shavar Pruta.
Hektish is Chal until it's a Shavar Pruta.
I mean, that's the direction the Mishnah is going in.
No, but the Mishnah is talking about Chiyuvim. Right? Cases of chiyuvim. If you nene at least the Shavar Pruta of Hegdish, then you're going to be chal. Of course, if you nene more than a Shavar Pruta, that's fine. Right? But you have to be nene at least the Shavar Pruta in order for it to be chal. Right? So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if it's only a Shavar Pruta, you would think it has to be more than a Shavar Pruta. Kamashma on the chiddush that no, even if it's only a Shavar Pruta, that's going to be chal. Here, it's the exact opposite. Here, it has to be at least a Shavar Pruta for the din to be chal. If it's less than a Shavar Pruta, it's not going to be Chal. It's the opposite. It's that this is the minimum that it has to be for the din to be chal in the first place. The Chiddush would have been right that the Havamina is it should be Chal even less than a Shavar Pruta. Kamash Malan, no, you need it to be a Shavar Pruta. The Havamina of all the cases of the Mishnah is that it has to be more than a Shavar Pruta for the halacha to be Chal. Kamash Malan, no, even if it's only a Shavar Pruta, it's Chal. They're working in different directions, right?
Isn't one of the cases in the Mishnah regarding the
Inuit? Yeah. That means if you nene even a Shavar Pruta, you would think maybe you should have to be a nene more than a Shavar Pruta. Kamash Malan, no, even if you're only nene a Shavar Pruta, that's fine.
Yeah, so if one of the cases is Inuit, so perhaps maybe Rashi would say that it didn't need to teach Hekdesh because it's so closely related.
We said that yesterday. I think there are those that say that too, but I think this answer is better, actually. Because really it's different. The fact that Hegdish is a chal on something and the fact that you're nene b'shavar pruta, that's not the same halacha, right? It could be that Hegdish can only be chal on a shavar pruta, right? It could be Hegdish, again, it could be Hegdish is chal on pachas b'shavar pruta, but the hanoam in a Hegdish has to be a shavar pruta in order to be chal. It's different. I mean, if you assume me'ila is a chiv of gezel, as we discussed yesterday, Reb Chaim, so then you could say that if there's no gezel, pachas mishav pruta, even if hegdish is chal on pachas mishav pruta, still the hanom in a hegdish for the chiyav me'ila has to be mishav pruta. Those two halachas are not necessarily dependent on each other. So yeah, it's hegdish and hegdish. So you could say, well, it also mentions hegdish. But because the halachas are different, I'm not sure that I would subsume it under that halacha in the Mishnah. That's why I think the Stipler's answer, based on the Shittim HaKabetzis, fits better with the Mishnah. Okay, that's in terms of that kasha. What emerges from the sugya, we discussed the great length, the Machlokas, the Rivam, as opposed to Rashi and the Rambam. We're not going to rehash that. Right? But we discussed what that Machlokas would be, whether the Isra'ano min HaTorah can be Chal b'Pachas b'Shava Pruta, the Isra'ano of Me'ila can be Chal b'Pachas b'Shava Pruta, or it's not going to be Chal b'Pachas b'Shava Pruta. One thing is clear from Rashi. What's clear from Rashi is that he assumes that Hegdish isn't Chal on Pachas Mishavar Pruta. Right? Hegdish isn't Chal on Pachas Mishavar Pruta. And the way that the Eved is able to be Ochel is because he's going to be Porea before the Hegdish accumulates to Shavar Pruta. Right? That's the assumption. Right? That Pachas Mishavar Pruta is not Chal for Hegdish, and as long as he's Porea before it's able to be Mitzarev, so then it's the Hegdish is not going to be Chal. So it's clear from Rashi that If he were not to be Porea Ben Tain, if he were not to be Porea at every Pachas Brachas Mishavah Pruta, then the Eved would be up a creek without a paddle, right? It would not be able to work because the Hegdish would be Chal. The Hegdish would be Mitzdarif. It's only because he's Porea in the middle, it's Porea before it can be Mitzdarif, that's why it's going to work. Right? He does Pachas Mishavah Pruta of Avoda, of the Masi Adayim, he's Porea then, so the Hegdish is not going to be able to be Mitzdarif. It's not going to be able to be Mitzdarif to a Pruta. Now, if Rashi holds that Hegdash is in Chal and Pachas Mishavah Pruta, what's the problem here B'chlam? If Hegdash is in Chal and Pachas Mishavah Pruta, so it turns out every Pachas Mishavah Pruta that he does is Chulin. So the first Pachas Mishavah Pruta is Chulin, then the next Pachas Mishavah Pruta is Chulin. So how will it ever be Mitzvah to Hegdash? If Hegdash is in Chal, so then there's no Shem Hegdash on the Masi Yadayim of the Eved. So what exactly is the problem here? Rashi's learning the sugya. He's saying that he does pachas mishavah pruta. That's the answer of the Gemara. How can the Eved be also porea? Right? How can he be lover of the ochel osa uporea? He does pachas mishavah pruta, and that solves the problem. So how does it solve the problem? So Rashi says, well, every pachas mishavah pruta, hegdish isn't chal on that, and because he's porea in the middle, right? He's osa uporea, so that's why it's a problem. That's why it's not a problem. The pachas mishavah pruta, ashlo tetzav pruta yifreena. Before it's be able to be mitzvah to a pruta, it should be porea, lachal hegdish, apachas mishavah pruta. So at first glance, Rashi seems to be so himself from the first line to the next. He says that before it's able to be mitzvah to a full pruta, he should be porea, because hegdish is in chal and apachas mishavah pruta. If hegdish is in chal and apachas mishavah pruta, it'll never be mitzvah. Why does he have to be porea? And many of the Talmidim last time had this kasha, like, how does that work? When he's porea, he actually walks it over to the guy, like, what's the pirah? What is it? Why do we need the Piron? Once Rashi's Mechadesh, that Hegdash isn't Chal and Pachas Mishavah Pruta, that solves the whole problem. It solves the whole problem. Right? He does Masi Adayim of Pachas Mishavah Pruta. On Pachas Mishavah Pruta, Hegdash isn't Chal. So then it's never going to be Mitzdarif. It'll never be Mitzdarif to the full amount. Why does he have to be Porea Ben Time? It's never going to be Mitzdarif, even if he's not Porea Ben Time. The stipler wants to say that you see clearly from Rashi that the Shem Hegdish is even Chal in Pachas Mishavah Pruta. It's Mamon Hegdish with Pachas Mishavah Pruta. There is a Shem Hegdish. But the Isser HaNoah is not Chal in Pachas Mishavah Pruta. Right? The Shem Hegdish is certainly Chal. Rashi must hold that Mamon Hegdish is Chal in Pachas Mishavah Pruta. But Kedushas Hegdish isn't Chal. We spoke about this, that there really are Svei Dinim in Hegdish. There's the Moman Hegdish and there's the Kedushas Hegdish. Rashi means to say that despite the fact that the Moman Hegdish is Chal, but the Kedusha of Hegdish is not going to be Chal and Pachas Mishavah Pruta. So if you're not Porea in the middle, so then the two pieces are going to be Mitzdarif, Le'inyan Zed, that now you have a Shear for the Isser Anoh of Me'ilah. You had the shame Mamon Hegdish even from before. It has to be that there's Mamon Hegdish. Because if there's no Mamon Hegdish, so then it's just Chulin. It's not going to be Mitzdarif. It can't be Mitzdarif. Every Pachas Mishavah Pruta is not Hegdish, and it's Chulin. So if the Chulin can't be Mitzdarif with another piece of Chulin, it must be that it's Mamon Hegdish. So if you're not Porea in the middle, so then the two pieces of Mamon Hegdish are going to be Mitzdarif together. They'll be Mitzdarif together. Once you have a Shavah Pruta of a Hegdish, then the Kedusha's Hegdish is going to be Chal too. The Chiddush of Rashi is that despite the fact that the Shem Mamon Hegdish is Chal and Pachas Mishavah Pruta, says the stipler, the Kedushas Hegdish is not going to be Chal and Pachas Mishavah Pruta. So if the Kedushas Hegdish is not going to be Chal, and you're Porea Ben Time, then you never have an Isser Hanoah Min HaTorah. You never have an Isser Hanoah of Kedushas Hegdish over here. There's no Isser Me'ilah. There's no Isser Me'ilah, so that's how you'll be able to use it. Right, he'll be able to do Porea. He'll be able to pay it back because there's no iser anah on each pachas mishavah pruta. But he doesn't mean to say that it's not going to be mum and hegdish. It doesn't mean that it's not mum and hegdish. It could be mum and hegdish with pachas mishavah pruta, but that doesn't matter. There's no iser anah. There's no iser to use it. It's a strange idea, right? It's hegdish, but there'd be no iser to use it. Now the truth is, this idea that you can have mum and hegdish without the iser anah, that's not so foreign to us. I mean, we saw an example of that yesterday. What's the example? The Rivan. Before the Rivan? King Chotzer. Who's that? Right? Who says that sometimes you can have Mamon Hegdish, but yet there's no Isser? Ramban, right? That's the Ramban. Ramban says Higdish Bar Ba'achakach Nismalei Mayim. So Mol in Bo V'lo B'Marsha B'Socho. There's no Me'ila in Marsha B'Socho. There's no Me'ila in the Mayim. Ramban says Inami Kanyila Hegdish. Even if Hegdish is Kona, what's inside the Chotzer, even if Chotzer is Kona for Hegdish, but there's no Me'ila B'Zchiyosa, there's no Isra Anos. So we explain the Ramban holds that maybe the Isra Me'ila is Machmas B'Zoyin, the Kedushas Hegdish, and if there's no Kedushas Peh, if the item was not Niskanish B'Kedushas Peh, maybe Kedushas Hegdish wasn't Chal. That's how the Ketzos explained the Ramban. Maybe Kedushas Hegdish wasn't Chal. Now that case of the Ramban is not the same as what I'm saying with Das Rashi, because the case of the Ramban is that in certain circumstances, Kedushas Hegdish will never be Chal. The Ramban is saying if the item were never Niskanish B'Kedushas Peh, despite the fact that it's Mamon Hegdish, the Kedushas Hegdish will never be Chal. This Rashi is a little different. Rashi is saying that even if Kedushas Hegdish were not Chal Mitchila, what's the case? Pachas Mishav Pruta. Even if on Pachas Mishav Pruta you have a Mamon Hegdish without the Kedushas Hegdish, right? If you're Mitzaref, the different Pachas Mishav Prutas, right? You have your first Pachas Mishav Pruta with another Pachas Mishav Pruta, the Kedushas Hegdish will be Chal, right? Once you have Mamon Hegdish of a full Shavar Pruta, then the Kedusha of Hegdish will be Chal on this Mamon. Because there was no deficiency in the Hakadosha of this Hegdish, right? Who was Makdish this Hegdish? The Adam. The Adam was Makdish Maisi Day Avdo, right? He was Makdish Day Avdo. So there was a Kedusha's Peh over here. The only thing is, despite the fact that there was a Kedusha's Peh, Kedusha's Hegdish can't be Chal on Pachas Mishavar Pruta, according to Rashi, claims the Steinberg. Right? So you have Mamon Hegdish, but because it's Pachas Mishavar Pruta, the Kedushas Hegdish is not Michal. If he weren't Poreh in the middle, so then the two Pachas Mishavar Prutas of Hegdish, the two pieces of Mamon Hegdish would be Mitzdarev together. And once you have a Shavar Pruta of Hegdish, then the Kedusha of Hegdish will be Chal on that Mamon. As long as you have a Mamon of Shavar Pruta, then the Kedusha of Hegdish will be Chal. So that's what Rashi is saying, that you have to be Poreh, but Pachas Mishavar Pruta, to ensure that the Isser Hanah of Hegdish, the Isser Hanah of Me'il is not going to be Chal. Mamon Hegdish it is, but it's Mamon Hegdish that you're allowed to use. There's no Isser to use that because it's Prophet B'Shavar Pruta. The Isser Hanah of the Me'il is not going to be Chal. So you have to make sure that you pay it up, before it's Mitzdar to a full Pruta, and then the Isser Hanah of Hegdish is going to be Chal. Okay, we're not finished. We have one more point, but I'll take questions. Yeah? Go ahead, Zach.
But why can't we just say simply that, like, he does a job that is more than a, like, I don't know, he fixes a shoe, and each fix is more than a Shavar Pruta, and that's what's being thought.
No, but if each fix is more than a Shavar Pruta, so how's he able to use that to be Poreya his Chov?
I mean, when you sell it, if you could do that before, I guess when you...
Loveva ochel osa uporeah. He's doing work. He's getting the ma'aseh adam, and he's poreah. How can he be poreah if it's already hegdish? So then it doesn't belong to him. He can't be poreah. That's the problem, right? You gotta cut it out, right? You gotta make it a piron before there's a problem. So what is that problem? So the problem according to Rashi is that despite the fact that mamon hegdish is chal on parchas mishavar pruta, right? It's not a problem, but despite the fact that mamon hegdish is chal on parchas mishavar pruta, but the isra is nachal. If he were to just do the full malacha and let the Isra Hegdish be Chal, so then he wouldn't be able to be Poreya that, right? That would be an Isra Me'ila to be Poreya with that item. So he has to do it, he has to be Poreya before the full Shavar Pruta is Chal, and that's why he's able to avoid the Isra Hanah. Daniel.
We were saying yesterday how there's two halakim with the Isra Me'ila. We just put like the Ramban in one camp and then... Rashi and Rambam in another camp.
Okay.
So do we mean that...
We didn't put Rashi and the Rambam in the other camp. We said we have two possibilities within Rashi and the Rambam.
But do we mean that they can really... So we're saying that really they do hold... Each one holds that the other aspect is an aspect. Like Rashi holds even Gezel could be an aspect of... Even though he holds like the Rambam, which is about Kedusha, the design of Kedusha. So then he could also hold like the Gezel aspect. I mean, he holds
Rashi aspects, could simply time. Say that the Isra Hanah is not going to be Chal unless you have a Shavar Pruta of Hekdesh. Isra Hanah is not going to be Chal unless you have a Shir Choshev of Hekdesh. Who says that the Isra Hanah is a function of Gezel? The Isra Hanah could still be Bizoy in the Kedusha. Within Rashi could go either way. But the point is the Isra Bizoy in the Kedusha is only going to be Chal on a Shir Choshev of Hekdesh. I have just like a little grekel of Hegdish, so then it's not such a bizoyin. It's a bizoyin of Kedusha's Hegdish if I'm a vaza a Shavar Pruta of Hegdish. But if I'm only a vaza a Pachav Shavar Pruta of Hegdish, that's not called a bizoyin.
and there wouldn't be even though we're saying the Indian mammon is hektish, there wouldn't be gazela, even though the Indian mammon is hektish.
Again, pachas mishavaputa, there's no meila. But the point, what the stipler suggests is that there's no iser hanoah of pachas mishavaputa either. Even if I learn that the iser meila is a bizayon the kedusha segdish, it's not a gezel dikedin, but maybe that iser bizayon is only going to be chal on a shavaputa because that's a sheer choshev of hegdish. If it's not a sheer choshev, so then that's not called a bizayon. It's not a bizayon. It's not disgracing hegdish if you're just disgracing a pachas mishavaputa of hegdish. Okay, Tuvia?
Can you repeat the question that prompted the
stuckler
to say this?
Yeah, the question is, Rashi seems to learn that as long as the Eved pays back between every Pachas v'Shavaputa, then he solves the problem. Right? That's how Rashi has learned. It's Masha from Rashi that if he doesn't have that Piron in the middle, he hasn't solved any problem. He does a Pachas v'Shavaputa of work, and he does another Pachas v'Shavaputa of work. And another Pachas v'Shavaputa of work. Now he has a pruta and a half of work. If he pays that back, that's going to be a problem. So the question is, Rashi seemed to say that the way that Pachas v'Shavaputa solves the problem is because Hegdish is in Chalam, Pachas v'Shavaputa. So if Hegdish can't be Chalam, Pachas v'Shavaputa, if the Eved hits the shoe, and that's Pachas v'Shavaputa, Hegdish wasn't Chal on the amount that he deserves for that. Right? And the Masiyadayim that he just made, Hegdish is not Chal on that. So that's Chulim. So he has a Pachas v'Shavaputa of Chulin Mas Yadayim. Now he bangs again. He has Pachas v'Shavaputa of Chulin Mas Yadayim. So all those Mas Yadayim, all that Dhamma is going to be mistired together, but it's all Chulin, it's not Hegdish. So why does Rashi have to say that he must be Pore in the middle? He doesn't have to be Pore anything. Once you say, the simple answer could have been, Rashi should say, Pachas v'Shavaputa, he's doing work that's Pachas v'Shavaputa, and because that's only going to be chul, and Hegdish is not going to be chal on that, it's never going to be a problem at all. Then he can pay it all up at the end. He gets $50 at the end, but every maisa that he did was pachas v'shavaputa, Hegdish wasn't chal on that, so it's not going to be mitzvah together, because you have all this chulin. Every pachas v'shavaputa is chulin, there's no problem. It's up to stipling, no. Rashi admits that mamon Hegdish ataka is even pachas v'shavaputa. There's no iser hanav me'ilah b'pachas v'shavaputa. So now if you're mitzvah, lots of pachas v'shavaputa of Hegdish together, now you have, let's say, $50 of Hegdish sitting there. Oh, once you get the $50 of Hegdish, once all the moment of Hegdish is going to be mitzvahed together, so then you have an Isra Hanah of Me'ila. Because as long as you have more than a Shavu Pruta of Hegdish together, then there'll be an Isra Hanah to be Nene from that Hegdish. So that's the problem according to Rashi. Says the Stipler, this Yisod answers another Kasha. So, Maram Shif asked the following Kasha on the sugya. But you know, now that all the dust settles, we put all the parts of the sugya together, so we have to read the sugya again. Right, let's read the sugya one more time, try to understand the sugya. You'll see that there's a glaring kasha on the sugya. What did the Gemara say? Gemara quoted Rav. Right? Rav says, Makdash yideyavda oso evid lova v'ochel v'ose uporeh. So initially the Gemara thought there's a raya, that yochla rav lomal evid asein mivayni zancha. So the Gemara answers, no, b'malu lo mezonos. So, in fact, the Gemara, Ihachi lamai loveva ochel lahadov. Right? The Gemara asks, what's the Eved being loveva ochel? If the Adon is giving him his own, so what does he have to be loveva ochel? For hadov, to get extra. So, in fact, the Gemara, Vilema lehegdish, ad hash de sagilah velo hadofa, hash nami tiskilah velo hadofa. Why shouldn't Hegdish be able to ask, what gives you the right? What gives you the right to do this? The Adon is giving him his onos, but now the Eved is going to do what? The Eved is going to be also upareh. He's lova va'ochel. He's also upareh to get hadofa. The Adon gives him his onos. Now the Adon is in charge of Masi Adayim. So if he's makdish the Masi Adayim, the Masi Adayim should go to Hegdish. Right? Think about it. The Gemara says, we're talking about that he's malo l'mezonos, so now the Masi Adayim taka go to Hegdish. So if the Eved wants something, he has to be lova va'ochel, he's lova va'ochel, and then he pays it back. So what does the Eved want? He gets the Masi Adayim anyway, right? He gets the Mezonos anyway. The Adon is giving him Mezonos. So what does he need? Hadafen. He wants extra. So why can't Hegdish say, all the Masi Adayim comes to us? The Adon was makdish the Masi Adayim. We should get the Masi Adayim. So what gives you the right to get Hadafen? So the Gemara at that point says what? That no, Hegdish gufa nichol ekiyeched delishbach avdei. Hekdesh wants this. Hekdesh wants the Eved to have this opportunity to get Hadafa. That the Masi Adayim that's going to go for Hadafa, the Eved should be able to keep. Right? The Eved should be able to keep the Masi Adayim because it's good for the Eved. If the Eved shouldn't be able to keep the Masi Adayim, so the fact that the Adam was Makdish the Masi Adayim, it should go automatically to Hekdesh. The Masi Adayim should go automatically to Hekdesh. But it's Nichalei LaHekdesh. That the Eved should be able to do this. Then the Gemara is troubled. How does it work? Physically, how is it going to work? What's the mechanism for it to work? Doesn't it automatically become Hegdish and the Eved is not able to be Pareah? So to that the Gemara says, B'pachas pachas mishavet b'ti. So these are two parts to the Gemara. Once we read the Maskana of the Gemara, so the Gemara basically is telling us that the Osa u'Pareah of the Eved is B'pachas pachas mishavet b'ti. Right? So, just 1 second. If it's Pachas Pachas Mishar Pruta, and Rashi learned, what's Pachas Pachas Mishar Pruta? That Hegdish is in Chalan Pachas Mishar Pruta. Right? Hegdish is in Chalan Pachas Mishar Pruta. So the Eved is going to be Osa Uporea for the Hadafa, but Pachas Pachas Mishar Pruta. And it seems like the only way that he's able to do this is because Hegdish allows him to do it. Right? It's Nichol Ela Hegdish Kiyeche Delish Bachavdeh. If Hegdesh were not happy with it, then he wouldn't be able to do this. Right? Hegdesh has a taina to the Eved. Hegdesh could claim, you know, what gives you the right? What gives you the right to be Osa Upareah for your Hadafa? All of your Masi Adayim should belong to us. All of your Masi Adayim should belong to us because the Adam was Makdash, all of the Masi Adayim of the Eved. It sounds like there's some kind of a taina of Hegdesh. Hegdesh has a taina over here. But Hegdesh is going to say, no, but we want it to go through because we want the Eved to be stronger. The Hadaf is good for the Eved. And the way it goes through is with Pachas Pachas Mishavah Pruta. How do you read it about? What is Hegdesh's taina? According to Rashi's understanding of the Maskana of the Gemara, if we say that Hegdesh is in Chal and Pachas Mishavah Pruta, so basically it turns out that Pachas Mishavah Pruta doesn't belong to Hegdesh at all. Every Pachas Mishavah Pruta doesn't belong to Hegdesh at all. So if every Pachas Mishavah Pruta doesn't belong to Hegdesh, what's the taina of Hegdesh Bechlal? What Hegdesh says, we don't want you to have the Masi Adayim? Comes the Gemara and says, no, it's Nichal Ela Hegdesh. What do we need that for? Why can't the Eved just say, Lav Bal Varm Di Diat? Why can't the Eved just say, Who are you? It's Pachas Mishavah Pruta. There's no Hegdesh over here. It sounds like the Maskana of the Gemara, Pachas Pachas Mishavah Pruta, is not supplanting the previous stage of the Gemara. It sounds like the two stages of the Gemara still have to work together. Right? It's not like the Gemara says, Ella, we're talking about that he does Pachas Pachas Mishavah Pruta, so therefore Hegdesh is not the Bailam over here, and Hegdesh has no taina. No, it sounds like Hegdesh does have a taina over here. They have a taina, but they're willing to forego that taina, the Lishbach Avde. They want the Eved to be Meshubach, so therefore they're willing to forego that time. But we still have a problem of how, you know, practically, how from a monetary perspective does it work? So Pachas Pachas Mishavah Pruta solves that problem. What's the time of Hegdesh Bechlal? Once you say Pachas Pachas Mishavah Pruta, then it turns out that less than Mishavah Pruta is not Hegdesh at all. So what's the time of Hegdesh Bechlal that the Masi Adam should go to Hegdesh? It's the Maram Shiv's Kash. That's the Maram Shiv's kasha. Zuck the stipler, but based on how we learned Rashi and Pachas Pachas Mishavah Pruta, it's not a kasha bechlal. Because no one said that Hegdesh isn't Chal and Pachas Mishavah Pruta. There's a Mammon Hegdesh that's Chal and Pachas Mishavah Pruta. There's no Isser Hanah of Pachas Mishavah Pruta. The Isser Hanah of Me'ila is not going to be Chal and Pachas Mishavah Pruta. But Mammon Hegdesh is going to be Chal and Pachas Mishavah Pruta. So if Taka Hegdesh, if Hegdesh would say, you know, we don't want you to be able to do the Masi Adayim. We don't want you to be able to be Mitztaf. We want everything to go to us. Right? We want everything to go to us. We want all of the Masi Adayim to go to us. So Hegdesh has a taina. The Eved can't say Lav Bal Varm Di Diat. Every Pachas Mishavah Pruta that the Eved makes should go to Hegdesh. Right? Every Pachas Mishavah Pruta that the Eved makes should go to Hegdesh. The Hadafa should not be able to go to the Eved. The Eved should not have an option to be able to pay back. Because it belongs to Hegdesh already. Right? Every Pachas Mishavah Pruta belongs to Hegdesh, so he has a Pachas Mishavah Pruta, another Pachas Mishavah Pruta, $1, $2, $2, whatever. Hegdesh should say, this is our money. You know, why should you be able to pay this up? We want to keep this money. So comes the Gemara and says, yes, I know that every Pachas Mishavah Pruta belongs to Hegdesh, but Hegdesh wants Kiyeta Delish, Bachavi Hegdesh wants that the Hadafah should go to the Eved, that he should be able to to eat and pay back in this way, so that he'll get hadaf, he'll be a stronger eved. That's why Hegdish is not going to butt in. Right? But how does it work? Shouldn't there be an Isra Anah of Hegdish, whether Hegdish wants it or not, it should be Osir for the Eved to pay back? No, it's not Osir to pay back, because the Isra Anah of Me'ilah is not Chal on Pachas Moshele Pruta. So we've solved both issues. Right? How is the Eved able to pay back? Shouldn't there be an Isra Anah in the payment? The answer is no, Pachas Moshele Pruta, there's no Isra Anah of Me'ilah. But you still have another kasha. The kasha is, but Pachas Mishar Puta, if the moment of Hegdish is Chal, right? If even on Pachas Mishar Puta, it's moment Hegdish, so Hegdish could say, we don't want you to pay back. We want to keep everything. Because every Pachas Mishar Puta belongs to us. So it should all be Mitzdarif. It's all ours. So what's the Hechet Timtza that the Eved will be able to pay back for the Hadafa? Talk to Gemara. Hechet Elishpach Avdei. Hegdish wants the Eved to be able to do this. But the kasha, right, the give and take of the Gemara makes sense, because really even Pachas Mishar Puta is Mamon Hegdish. This is what the Stipel wanted to say, to give a deeper Havana into the shock of the tie of the Gemara. Will, you had your hand up?
So yeah. Just assuming that Daniel brought up the Meva issue, so there's no Meva issue because it's Nikolai, like they're Mokal on it, or there was never any Meva issue by Pachas Mishar Puta according to Rashi in the first place?
It could be there's no Issa Gneid of the Pachas Mishar Puta. He doesn't have to go like the Rambam, right? He doesn't have to go like the Rambam. Yeah, I mean, the Rambam is a Chiddush. We said the Magen Mishnah explains that Chatzi Shir is an Issa Daraisa by Gneva also, like Chatzi Shir of Isurin. That's not at all Poshit. It could be that Pachas Mishar Puta by Mamad is different, because it might not have a Torah's Mamad at all. That Pachas Mishar Puta might not be called Mamad. It's not called Mamad, so then the Issa of Chatzi Shir shouldn't apply by Mamad. Right, whereas Chatzi Shir of Nevela, it's a shtick Nevela, even less than a shir. Right, so it could be there's a halacha Moshe Sinai that you need a shir for Malkus, but I could hear the Chatzi Shir could be an Issa Deraisa by Yisurim, but you could very easily distinguish between Yisurim as opposed to Mammon, because maybe Pachos Mishar Puta doesn't have a shame Mammon at all. And it could be that's what Rashi holds, that Pachos Mishar Puta doesn't have a... But the problem is, if it doesn't have a shame Mammon, so how's the shame Hegdish going to be Chal? Shame Hegdish is Chal... Shem Hegdish is Chal even on the Pachos Mishar Puta, but for Gezel somehow, but it's not going to be a Gezel. It's not going to be a Gezel. What are you trying to say? What's the Gezel of Pachos Mishar Puta? There's no... Why don't you say that Rashi holds that the Issa Me'ilah is the Zion of Kedusha Hegdish? So it's not a Gezel de Kedin. It's not a Gezel de Kedin. You're saying, so just one second, why is there no Issa Me'ilah Pachos Mishar Puta if there is Gezel of Pachos Mishar Puta, you're saying? If there's Gezel of Pachos Mishar Puta, so there should be an Issa Me'ilah on Pachos Mishar Puta.
That's assuming he agrees with the Rambam, or?
So if you hold that Me'ilah is a design of Kedusha Hegdish, so can it be that you can steal from Hegdish? And there's no Me'ilah? Sure, right? According to the Ramban, if you steal the Mayim that went Ismali in the Boar, right, you're stealing from Hegdish because Hegdish owns it, but there's no Me'ilah. So those two don't have to come together, right? You could say that there really is an Issa Gezel on Pachos Mishar Puta, but Rashi could hold that the Issa Me'ilah is Vizayin of Kedushas Hegdish, and if there's no Issa Me'ilah, there's no Issa Hana on Pachos Mishar Puta, So then Rashi is home free, right? There's no Issa Me'ilah Pachos Mishar Puta because there's no design of Kedusha Hegdish, because the Kedusha is only going to be Chal if it's a Shavah Puta. Arye, follow up, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Is it different by Nevela? If you said the Shnik Nevela, it's still called the Shnik Nevela. Is there any minimum that it's not? Like a Pachos, I don't know, Kol Shehu of Nevela is still called Nevela, or?
For the Issa Daraisa, could be, right? But there's no Malkus, right? Reb Shimon holds Kol Shehu LaMalkus. Reb Shimon holds you even get Malkus on a Kol Shehu. But the Chacham that we pass can like hold that you need a Shir for the Malkus, but not for the Issa. Yeah. All right.
Based on the stipers of Anna now on Pachos Mishar Puta by Hegdish, so what would be the difference? What would we see by the Mishnah alone would see by the five cases of the Mishar Puta? And in that case, there would both be Nisrana and the Mamon Hegdish would be Chal?
You have to have a Shavah Puta of Hegdish in order for the Nisrana to kick in. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you don't have to be Nana more than a Shavah Pruta. Even if you're Nana only a Shavah Pruta, that's enough. But you still have to have a Mammon of Hegdish of Shavah Pruta in order for the Isra not to kick in.
Whereas by our case, you
Our case is saying if you have less than a shava pruta of hegdish, then the isra noah is not gonna kick in. Right. It's a totally different aloha. They were saying you don't need more than a shava pruta to have the isra noah. Here we're saying that you need at least a shava pruta of mamon hegdish in order for the isra me'ila to kick in. Yes.
Then that question, the first question of the Gemara, the title of Hektish, isn't that, can we say that's talking about the loan that the Eved takes out, like the loan of food, as opposed to talking about the money that he's making to pay back that loan?
But it's the whole story. He's taking out the loan that he's going to pay back later. So why can't Hektish say, we don't want you to take out the loan? If you take out the loan but you can't pay it up, right, that's us. You can't take out money that you can't borrow money that you can't pay up. So in this whole story, Hegdish should say, we don't want you to be able to pay the Masya Dayan toward your loan. So if you can't pay the Masya Dayan toward the loan, you shouldn't be able to be Lova in the first place.
But even if he is Lova, like, couldn't the Gemara just be saying that he is that Hegdish just gets that food?
Why? What's the right of Hegdish? It's not the Masya Dayan. He can be Lova Va'ocha. The problem is he can't pay it up. Okay. Let's move on. We have a few more minutes. Let's move on. I'd be happy to take some of the other questions after the shiur. So let's go vital to the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Tashma de Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hakotei Yad Ado Shachaveru Nosin Shifter Refuasa LeRabbi. Also Eved Nizam and Atzdaka. Rabbi Yochanan says that Kotei Yad Ado Shachaveru, someone cuts off the hand of an Eved Knaini, of someone else, not his own Eved. So he gives the Sheves and the Refuah to the Adam. But also Eved Nizo Min Atzdaka. Shvarino Yochel Rav Loma LeEved Asemi VeNizancha. This is the next Raya in this discussion. If Yochanan makes a statement that implies that Yochel Rav Loma LeEved Asemi VeNizancha. So as Rashi points out, Rav, we assume that Rav held what? We initially thought Rav held Yochel HaRav Lama LeEved HaSemi VeNizancha, but then from the Hemshech of the Gemara, from the Hachanami Mistabra, there's another brice of Rav that Makdish Yidei Avdo Oso Eved Oso VeOchel, the Hegdash isn't Chal. And from that, the Gemara says that it's clear that the first statement of Rav, the Lova VeOchel Oso Pareya, clearly is implying that Rav holds that Eino Rav Yochel Lama LeEved HaSemi VeNizancha. So the maskon of the Gemara is that Rav holds that Eino Yochel Lomar, comes Rabbi Yochanan, and he seems to say that Yochel HaRav Lomar. So it's Machlokas Amoroyim, what the din is. So we kept on saying, according to the Manda Omer, Yochel Lomar, according to the Manda Omer, Eino Yochel Lomar, their Manda Omer was a suffix in the Gemara. The answer is no, it's a Machlokas Amoroyim. That's what the Gemara concludes. Machlokas Amoroyim, whether Yochel or Rein Yochel. So Shema Mino, Yochel HaRav Lomar, Eved HaSemi Veini Zom. Right, that's how the Gemara wants to say. Rabbi Yochanan seems to assume that Yochel or Rav Lama LeEved HaSemi VeNizancha. Does someone to bring a raya from this lashon of the Bryce of the member of Rabbi Yochanan? Right, look at the lashon. Nosin shifto refuasa the Rabba v'oso Eved Nizam and Atzdaka. What's interesting about that statement? Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Also Eved Nizam and Atzdaka. Well, why say that? Just say that, the Adam doesn't have to give him his anus. The Adam keeps the Masya Daim. How do we see he keeps the Masya Daim? The Sheves, Shifto means the amount of money that he would make if he's a Shomer Kishuim, right? As Rashi says. Shifto means that once you, we know if someone's Chovel B'Chavero, there are Chamisha Dvarim, right? There's Nezer, Sar, what else? Riboy, Sheves, and Boshes, right? So Nezek means, let's say he cuts off the guy's arm. So he used to be able, cuts off his right arm. He used to be able to be a $1 million pitcher. And now he can't. So he's going to have to give him all the money that he could make. He's 35 years old. He only has another 5 years of, playing potential. So he has to give him whatever money. That's Nezek. Then Sar is the tsar that he causes him through the nezek. Ripui is that, he needs doctor bills, he's ill, he needs bandages, etc. Sheves is not the same as nezek. Sheves, Tosus calls this Sheves Ketana. Right? This is Sheves Ketana, nezek is Sheves Gedola. Sheves means that as long as he's sick, right? He's not fully healed, so he can't do anything. He's going to be bedridden. So if he were not bedridden, he's going to have some kind of a job now. I mean, I guess if he's paid Nezek for his potential, if his potential is so much money, maybe he'll just retire at this point. He'll become a sportscaster or something. But you know, if it's a normal job, so like he needs to make some kind of money, so that's Shevis. So he could be a Shomer Kishurim, despite the fact that he can't do his other job, right? The fact that he can't do the job that he could have done, at least now when he's recuperating, he could be a Shomer Kishurim. So that's Shevis, right? A small job that he could do now. He could be a watchman. So the Shevis, Rabbi Yochanan says the Shevis goes to the Adam. Why does the Shevis go to the Adam? Well, because the Adam gets the Masi Adayim. But at the same time, the Eved is Misparnes Minatztaka. He's Nizam Minatztaka. What does that mean? So that shows you that the Eved is not getting Mizonis. So the Adam is not giving Mizonis, yet he's keeping the Masi Adayim. That shows you, Yochel Arav, Lomel Eved, Asemi Ve'eni Zoncha. But isn't it interesting that the Lashon Rabbi Yochanan uses is also Eved Nizam Minatztaka? Well, what does that mean? What does that tell you? It's a little bit like who's Pshat? The Rambam. David Pavarsky, right? It's a little bit like the Rambam, that Yochel Arav Loma Le'Eved Asemi Ve'eni Zancha means that the Zchus of the Odom to keep the Masi Adayim and not to give him his onos is because the Eved could be Chozer Al-Psachim. The Eved could go for Tzedakah. The Eved could go for Tzedakah. Some want to be Medayik this way. That the Eved could go for Tzedakah, and that's Gufa, the whole Zchus of the Adon in the Masi Adayim, because the Eved has an out, since there is a mitzvah to give Tzedakah, even to Avadu Kanaimim. So therefore, the Adon can say, I'm not going to give you Mazonos. I'm not going to give you Mazonos. Without that, the Adon would not have the right to the Masi Adayim. He might not have to feed him, but he doesn't have the right to the Masi Adayim, if the Eved doesn't have Mazonos. But if Yesh lo Mazonos, right, if we consider it as though it's Yesh lo Mazonos because he could be Nizam and Hatzdakah, so then he has a right to the Masi Adayim. So Efshar, it seems like there's a good deal from this Braisa like that Mahalach. He's Nizam and Hatzdakah, and that Gufa gives the Odon the right to take the Masi Adayim. To frek the Gemara, right? So this is a Rashi. Mamina Yochel Rav Lomel Eved Asemi Ve'eni Zancha. So the Gemara says, no, it's no Raya. Chachav Mayaskina B'malo Lo Mizonos. Maybe we're talking about that he's providing him the Mizonos. Providing him the Mizonos, Yochi Amay Nizam in Atztaka. So what's the Atztaka? L'Hadofa, the same Pizman as before. That if he wants Hadofa, he wants more than the Mizonos, so then he has to be Nizam in Atztaka. Yochi Nizam Misparnes Miboyle. Nizam in Atztaka sounds like he's getting Mizonos from the Atztaka. Misparnes sounds like Odif, as Rashi says, Hainu Kol Shart Tzirochov. Parnos is like extra, right? So if you're talking about Hadofa, then it should have been Misparnes Menat Tzedakah. Elolar Shmaminah, Yochol Shmaminah. So after Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that Yochol Arav Lama Le'Eved Asemi Ve'ni Zanchem. Must be talking about Mizonos, not Hadofa. There's a Rav from here. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yochol Lama Asemi Ve'ni Zanchem against Rav from before. Okay, so this is the back and forth in the Gemara. Machlokas Amoraim Lemaisa, whether Yochel Lomar Asemi Ve'eni Zancha or not. Omar Mar. So what does the Gemara say? Now that we've solved that problem, right, we understand Rabbi Yochanan's basic statement. So let's look a little bit more deeply into his statement. Omar Mar. Nos in Shifto Urfuasa L'Rabo. He has to give Shifto Urfuasa with the Shevis and the Refuah to the Adam. So Shifto Pshita, Shevis of course goes to the Adam. The Masi Adayim go to the Adam. Rifu also, it's Trichale. The Chiddush is that the Refuah goes to the Adam as well. It's a fact the Gemara, the Refuah goes to the Adam as well. Rifu also Didehi, the Boy Yitzuyebe. The Refuah belongs to the Eved. The Refuah should go to the Eved, not to the Adam. He needs it to heal himself. So Rabbi Yochanan's shita, his statement is very difficult. The fact that shifta goes to the Rav, I understand, but why should the refuah go to the Adam? The refuah should go straight to the Eved. We're talking about that the Omed, they made an estimation that he needs refuah for 5 days, right? But Avdalei Samach Harifa, they did a very strong medicine. Ve'itzi betlasa yomi, and he got cured in 3 days. Ma'u detei matzara didehu. It's a strong medicine, but it's painful. So I would think that tzara didehu, that the eved incurred the tzar. As Tosfos learns in Dirmas Shifto, the eved agreed to have the tzar. It's the Eved's agreement that made them do it. If the Eved doesn't agree, they wouldn't do it. They do a regular refuah. So the Eved agreed to incur that tzar. So you would think if the Eved agreed to incur the tzar, now the refuah should belong, the extra 2 days of refuah should belong to the Eved. Kamash malah, no, they still belong to the Adam. You would think that the tzar, the extra days of refuah should belong to the Eved because tzara didehu. The Sakadat Chanina says Rashi tzara lo zochi le rachmana. Right, the tzar doesn't belong to the Adam. Kamashmalan, the Bechal Shevach HaBaliyado Zoche B'Rabba Kishorah V'Chamorah. The Kamashmalan is, even though the Eved incurred that tzar, so the extra days of refuah you would think belong to the Eved. No, they don't belong to him. Because it's like a Shevach of the Eved Tani. And any Shevach of the Eved Tani goes to the Adam because he's Kishor V'Chamorah. So just like a Shevach of the Shevach HaMorah goes to the Adam, so too the Shevach of the Eved goes to the The shevach of the tsar, the shevach of the refuah goes to the adam as well. This is the gemara. How do we understand this gemara? But the kasha of the gemara is, I can understand. Rabbi Yochanan says the shevach goes to the adam, but the refuah shouldn't go to the adam. The refuah should go to the eved. What should go to the eved? What should go to the eved? So the pshuto, what it means is that the chovel is chayev refuah. So I have to pay a certain amount of money. Let's say it's $1,000. So you should have to pay the $1,000 to the Eved. So Gemara is asking, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Shevis and the Refuah both go to the Adam. Why should the Shevis and the Refuah go to the Adam? The Shevis, I understand. Shevis is the Masi Adayim. So the Masi Adayim go to the Adam. But the Refuah, why should the Refuah go to the Adam? The Refuah is Domim that have to go for the Tzorah, the Refuah of the Eved, right? It's Domim for the Refuah of the Eved. So those domim should go to the Eved. Refuah, so didehi, the boy Yitzuyebe, the refuah should go to the Eved. The refuah should go to the Eved? What, this person, the chovel, should pay the Eved, and that refuah, that demay refuah, should go to the Eved? What should kick him? Right? Once the Eved is paid, so every moment of the Eved goes to the Rav, so what's the happening of the Gemara? What's the happening? Rabbi Yochanan is sitting pretty. The Shevis and the refuah go to the Adon, because the Adam gets everything from the Eved. He gets the Masi Adam directly, and he gets the Demei Refuah, because Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba. So what's the happening in the Gemara of Refuah today? The Bukhana Wasserman, in Kovitz Biurim, wants to be Medayak on this Gemara, a very important Yisod. That you see here that the Chiyuv of Ripui is not a Chiyuv Mamu. It's a Chiyuv Lerape. It's a Chiyuv to be Merape the Nechba. The Chovel is Mazika, it's Chovel B'chaver, it's Chovel in the Nechba. So he has a chi of moment to pay Nezek, and a chi of moment to pay for Tzara, and a chi of moment to pay for Boshes, etc. But the chi of Ripui is not a chi of moment. The chi of Ripui, Rabbi Chanan says, is not a chi of moment. The chi of Ripui is a chi of Ripui, a chi of to be merape the Nechbal, to return him to his state of health. That's the chi of Ripui. That's the chi of Ripui. So Mashakana Eved Kana Rabba doesn't apply to such a chiyuv because it's not a chiyuv mamon bechlal. It's not a chiyuv mamon bechlal. It's a chiyuv to be merape the nechba, to bring him back, to be machzer him lekadmusa. And by the same token, he says in a different place, let's say the nechba is mace. Let's say the nechba dies. Is there a chiyuv on the chovel to pay the yarshim? Does the chovel have to pay the demei ripui to the yarshim if the nechbal dies? What do you think? If you understand that refuah is a chiyuv mamon, so then any chiyuv mamon, any schus mamon, the nechbal is going to be morish to his yarshim. But if you understand that it's a chiyuv to be merape, right? It's a chiyuv maisa, so to speak. It's not a chiyuv mamon, it's a chiyuv maisa. So then, if the nechbal is mace, you can't be merape him anymore. So the chiyuv is just paka. The chiyuv disintegrates. Right, so that chiddush could emerge from asugya. Asugya, from the havamin of the Gemara, for asudidehi, it sounds a little bit like this is not a chiyuv mamon at all. It's a chiyuv to be merape, a chiyuv in the maisa. It's a there's a chiv and a maisa, then we understand why that should go to the Eved. Right? It's his guf. It's his guf, so it's a chiv clapping his guf. It's not a chiv mama. You can't say mashakana Eved, kana rabo, that whatever mammon the Eved gets automatically goes to the... It's not a chiv mammon at all. There's no mammon. You might use mammon, but it's not really a chiv mammon. If it's not a chiv mammon, then the mammon shouldn't go to the Adam. It's a chiv to be merapi, the guf of the Eved. So the Eved can say, I want to get that tashlume, because it's not a mammonous dika chiv. It's not a tashlume mammon. It's a tashlume mammon for the refuah. The chiv is really to be merapi. So that's a chiv klapi, the guf of the Eved. So that's why that should go to the Eved. It shouldn't go to the Adam. Kamash Malan, no, we're talking about a situation where the Eved saved on the refuah. Of course the first 3 days go to the Eved. But if the Eved saved on the refuah by incurring the tsar, so you would think, oh, he should even get those extra 2 days. Kamash Malan, no, that's like a shevach. That's not a chiv refuah anymore, because we don't need this money for the refuah of the Eved. So that extra money will go to the Adam. That extra money will go to the Adam. It's Hashem, tomorrow we'll have to develop this idea a little bit more, and we'll find that actually there's another way to explain the sugya. The B'chanan's pshat is not the only pshat in the sugya. Perhaps there's another way to explain the sugya, and it might be nafkamina between these two approaches.